KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Cloudy skies and 33 degrees in Atlantic. A freeze warning continues until 9 a.m. and then will be in effect again beginning at midnight tonight and through 9 a.m. on Thursday. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning with a chance for light rain or snow, then becoming partly cloudy for the balance of the day at the high of 47 and winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa State Patrol says a man from Dallas Center stole a cruiser Tuesday afternoon and led authorities on a chase that ended in Madison County. State Patrol Trooper Alex Dinkla said 31-year-old Brandon Eugene Doering of Dallas Center is charged with eluding OWI, theft of a motor vehicle, and assault on an officer. The pursuit started on Interstate 80 in Dallas County and ended at around 1:45 p.m. in Madison County. Several law enforcement agencies participated in the chase. Doering, who was alone at the time he was apprehended, was transported to the Dallas County Jail. The stolen patrol vehicle and the Dallas County patrol vehicle sustained moderate to severe damage during that pursuit. There were no injuries reported. Now, according to Dinkla, the incident began when a trooper checking on a disabled vehicle on Interstate 80 near Dexter saw Doering walking along the roadway. Dinkla said the trooper found drug paraphernalia on Doering and took him into custody, but the man was somehow able to steal the trooper's vehicle. Authorities are investigating how Doering managed to take control of the unmarked Dodge Charger. They say Doering was still handcuffed when he exited the vehicle. A judge has handed down a sentence of 11 years in federal prison for a Kansas City, Missouri man convicted of distributing methamphetamine, carrying a firearm in relation to drug trafficking, and knowingly possessing a firearm as a felon. The judge issued the sentence for 26-year-old Deontay DeCarl Dirks Monday in Council Bluffs, U.S. District Court. In addition to the 11-year sentence, for which there is no parole, Dirks was ordered to serve 4 years of supervised release to follow his prison term and pay $300 to the Crime Victims Fund. Authorities say on July 7th of 2020, the State Patrol conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Dirks, and as the trooper attempted to issue a citation, Dirks sped off. In an effort to elude law enforcement, Dirks drove in excess of 100 miles per hour, drove into oncoming traffic, and passed on the shoulder of the highway until he was finally forced into a ditch in rural Mills County. Dirks then ran from the scene and threw a loaded handgun into a nearby cornfield. A search of the vehicle that Dirks was driving resulted in the discovery of marijuana, synthetic marijuana, powder cocaine, and crack cocaine. Upon further investigation, Dirks was determined to have intended to sell the drugs found in the vehicle. He pleaded guilty on December 4, 2020, to both the gun and drug charges. The investigation was conducted by the State Patrol, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting via conference call this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. The board had planned to allow up to 21 people in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse and courtroom in Greenfield, but the clerk of court's office yesterday said the courtroom would not be available. Those wanting to attend by conference call should call in by 9 a.m. today or thereabouts to 605-313-6157 and enter the access code 526272. Among the items on their agenda is County Attorney Melissa Larson, who will talk about the solar panel decommissioning plan and an ordinance pertaining to solar farms. The supervisors will move into a closed session toward the end of their meeting to discuss the engineer's contract in Adair County. Well, the Audubon County Board of School District Board of Education on Monday set Friday, May 21st, as the last day of school for the current school year. Superintendent Eric Traeger said that on that day, students will be dismissed at 2:15 p.m.
We've had kind of a challenging year, so it'll be good to get it in our rearview mirror. So prom coming up here in a couple of weeks, I believe a week from Friday, and then graduation on the 16th of May, so things are wrapping up for us for the year.
In other business, the Audubon School Board approved a contract of the local Iowa Government Risk Pool.
What that is, it's an opportunity for us to fix our gas prices for the year. It's a risk management tool for us, so we pay one fee for the year. It's like an insurance program for gas prices, so our cost is known on that. Mm-hmm. That's a program that's governed by a board of school superintendents, and if that organization makes a large profit, then they rebate that back to schools.
In other business, the Audubon School Board approved a quit claim deed for the Christensen Trust, which is of an historical interest to note.
This was kind of interesting. It goes way back when there were one-room schoolhouses, and when they closed those, you know, typically what happened is the land was deeded to the Audubon Community School District, and then the farmer was given permission to go ahead and knock the building down and farm the land. So as these estates, as these folks kind of pass away and their families are trying to settle estates, they're finding out that, oh, the district owns an acre and a half of land in the corner of the property. And
the board chose to deed the property back to the landowner who's been farming it for many years. And he said also the district was notified they would be receiving a little more than $1.2 million in COVID relief funds. They'll try and figure out how to best use those within the parameters. The Audubon School Board approved 2.5% raises for employees who are not represented by a collective bargaining unit, and they renewed Superintendent Traeger's contract for another 3 years. They also approved the hiring of three individuals, a PE at-risk teacher, special education teacher, and custodian. And Traeger said they're working hard on the hiring process for other positions, but the supply of interested and qualified applicants is drying up. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.